Good morning, Calvary Radio family. This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H, a unique community of faith, and all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about baseball. Okay, I know. If you've been around, you know that is my favorite sport, and we are in that time of year when everything is being played. Baseball, football, hockey, basketball, it's all in play right now. But my favorite sport has a lot of great analogies. Like I said, baseball. I told this story, it's been about a year now since I told the story, probably about this time during the baseball playoffs. There's that one moment in a baseball game when the pitcher is maybe having some troubles and the pitching coach goes out to have a little talk with him. And it's always, you know, in my mind, I wonder what they're saying. And I heard a pitcher say that. He said, the one thing that you never want to tell that young pitcher is what not to do. You tell him what you want him to do. In other words, what you want him to fix his mind on. In other words, you never get up there and say, okay, whatever you do, don't throw it low and inside. Because they said the first thing that he's going to do is throw it low and inside. You always tell him what you want him to do. Keep that thing high and away. Keep that ball away from the hitter. And then he will do those things. Now, it sounds strange, but the truth is that is sort of how our brains are wired. It's an interesting idea and definitely an idea in Scripture. Obviously, the one who made our minds and knows our minds knows what to say to us to keep our eyes fixed in the right place too. And if you think about this, in the Bible, there's a whole lot more about what we need to focus on. Oh yes, it tells us about the sins and things that we need to avoid, but it does tell us a whole lot about things we should fix our eyes on. And I want to take you to this passage, one of my favorites, Hebrews chapter 12. And in this passage, and just so you have a little background, don't know who the writer of Hebrews is. Some think Paul, some think other people, but no one's really sure what the author was. But his intent was clear. His intent was people were turning away from the faith. There was persecution going on, and people, you know, stop fixing their eyes on Jesus. So he goes through this whole series of things from their past, things that they need to focus in on. And then he gets to chapter 12, which is considered just one of those great passages about faith. And it starts out this way, chapter 12, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, of course, when you hear those words, we can't help but think there's definitely a sports analogy that the apostle, or I was about to say Paul, but whoever wrote Hebrews, another sports analogy. It talks about surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses and laying aside everything that ensnares us and run that race. It calls to mind the arenas during the first century, those Olympic-style games that they used to have, and there'd be a great cloud of witnesses, a great crowd of people surrounding them, and that there were runners, and the runners need to throw off those weights. But there's so much to this passage that is just, I don't know, clear. This is about what our eyes need to be fixed on. It starts out, since we are surrounded by that cloud of witnesses, and we think about this in the spiritual realm, who are the cloud of witnesses? Who are those people? Well, they could be so many people. Maybe it's individuals who have been praying for us. Maybe it's people in our own church. Maybe it's those little eyes in our own home that are watching us. That cloud of witnesses that is watching us run the race. But I also have a feeling that when the writer of Hebrews says that, he's thinking about that crowd cheering on their favorite runners And I just, in my mind, I don't know that this is exactly where he was going, but I'm imagining those people in the past. I'm imagining the apostles and the prophets of the Old Testament as if they could watch us. Again, I don't think that that's necessarily what he was thinking of, but you never know. There's these individuals who are in our corner. So we need to lay aside the weight of sin that so easily ensnares us. You think about it, just the things that weigh us down, the things that keep us from doing our best in ministry and in our lives. One of the things, one of the biggest things, I think, is that anxiety and that fear that seems to be so prevalent among so many people. And you say, well, how do we do that? How do we become disentangled from all of that weight, the anxiety? And that brings to mind 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Again, something we need to remember all the time. If we feel that we have that weight, the anxiety, maybe the weight of our past, maybe the weight of our sin, it's time to cast our care on him because he cares for you. And again, that's what it says in Hebrews as well. Lay aside every weight. Get rid of all that stuff, the sin that so easily ensnares us, entangles us. And I love this. Let us run with endurance, and that term very important, perseverance. Let's run without stopping. And then here's the key verse, looking unto Jesus. That's in Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus. Some of Bibles will say, fix our eyes on Jesus. And this kind of brings us back to that baseball analogy again. You know, you see the pitcher and the catcher holds his hand right there and makes a target for the pitcher, and you fix your eyes there, and there's a really good chance that if you fix your eyes there, that's where the ball is going to go, right? But as a follower of Jesus, we need to fix our eyes on the one thing, Jesus. And it says the author and perfecter, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. That's where we need to fix our eyes when we are feeling like the weight of anxiety, the weight of the world, the weight of our challenges. It's time to fix our eyes, remembering the cross. I feel like if we fix our eyes on our sin, which is what we have this tendency to do, isn't it? We have this tendency to think, oh, I have this sin in my life, this thing that entangles me. And we just fix our eyes on that. And we want to do, you know, what some people might call sin management. But when we're fixing our eyes, when we're thinking about it all the time, all we're doing is, again, the baseball analogy, we're putting the ball where we don't want it to go. Instead, we need to fix our eyes on the thing that is true and real and eternal, and it is Jesus. And Jesus and him crucified. When I think of all that I have been through, I recognize that cross stands as something so much bigger, so much more important, so much more powerful than I know. And that is where I need to fix my eyes. If I want to run this race with perseverance, that's the way I'm going to continue to cast off the cares, cast off the anxiety.